Hello and welcome to episode 221 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and joining me this fine December evening. Yeah, that's right, you heard the bells coming in. It's the one, it's the only, it's Mr. Jerry Jerko.
Ho, ho, ho! Jerry Christmas!
And you know what? You're finally allowed, like, it's proper timing.
It is.
It's yeah, official.
We've heard the bells a-ringing. I didn't sneak it in last time, although I would have liked to sneak the bells in the last time. But just for you, I didn't.
I would have had to have downloaded it, taken it out, uploaded it again. It would have been a mess.
Okay.
So thank you. And
you're welcome. It would have been that would have been quite the debacle. But yeah, it's episode 221, and what's customary for that is it's just a normal episode.
Yep, that's it. It's true and tried, as they say.
Mm-hmm. But to start it off. I've been hankering for some fish this week. Isn't that weird? You don't like fish, huh?
Ugh. No, thank you, sir.
I have a friend from Nigeria, and he moved when he was 17 or 16 to Malaysia. And then when he was like 19, he moved to America. But he's Nigerian. And I was like, why'd you want to move in the first place and everything? And he's like, if you really want to know why, it's because of the fish. I just didn't like eating fish.
I guess that's a big like, staple in the cuisine.
Yeah, yep. And he's just like, I just don't want to have any more fish. And so mom, I'm leaving. I'm going to Asia. And then he found out that there they have even more fish.
Yeah, they just don't cook it.
Yeah. So then he came to America, and I think he enjoys the cheeseburgers.
Now he's got some burgers and some good old-fashioned American
He doesn't food. Look like he enjoys the cheeseburgers. He looked like he works out every day.
And he enjoys the protein.
Yeah, yeah.
Not anyway. Found in fish, but in other animals.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And but it is funny that he moved from Africa purely because he didn't want to eat fish anymore.
Oof.
But
I don't blame him.
Did
you get like a Filet-O-Fish?
Well, nah, just listen. I said fish, and it is just barely can be classified as fish, okay? And what I mean that is I went to the we picked up our Christmas tree, and right next to the place where we got it, there's a Long John Silver's. And I haven't been to Long John Silver's for 15 years.
I've never been
forever. Now, do you know what Long John Silver's is? I mean, have you heard
of
it?
Yeah, no, I've seen them before. And I feel like I've probably eaten at like a Taco Bell or something that was combined with one.
Yeah.
But no, I've never gotten anything from the menu.
Well, so it's like, you know, here's the thing. Their ad campaign made me not want to go there. And it's because they had those stupid commercials. Now, granted, these were probably 10 years ago these commercials were on. But they have these stupid commercials where these people are, like, eating, like, outside. And then a huge, like, wave of water gets splashed onto them.
Hmm.
And me and my friends would always be like, gross. Like, who wants to eat wet food? And it was just literally unappetizing. It's like, gross. I don't want wet, like,
soggy,
fish.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Wet fried fish. That's disgusting. So, anyway, but I was a cook at a retirement home. And we were, you know, they would have, you know, family come in all the time. And they would, you know, bring food. And a lot of times they'd be like, hey, do you got, like, we brought too much food. Like, do you guys want some of it? I'm like, heck yeah. And one time they had this big feast of, like, you know, like fish and chips, essentially, you know, like fish, these fried fish, you know, filet things and fries and chicken too. They have Long John Silver's has chicken. And I was like, you know what? Like, that actually looks really good. It's like really like golden, crispy, it's delicious. It just looked delicious. So I was like, heck yeah. So I remember eating it, and it was amazing. I just remember that. And that was a long. That was probably like 8-10 years ago. It was a long time ago. Maybe not as long, but Anyway, it was good. But then ever since then, I never ate it. But I remember having like, oh, I forgot Long John Silver's actually is good. Like,
It was just the advertising that turned you off.
Yeah, and they have like, they have fries and they have hush puppies, you know?
I'd go for some hush puppies, though.
Dude, and their chicken is amazing. So here's the thing. You can go there and get this delicious chicken meal with fries and hush puppies. No fish, and it's delicious.
I won't do it.
You can't convince me. And anyway, so we went there. We got some, and we got like a chicken and fish basket, and it was amazing. And they served it in this gigantic box. And we took it home, and it was hot, and it was delicious and seasoned very well, and I would eat there again very soon. It was very good. And and you might think that I'm crazy, because a lot of people, I bet, are thinking, like, I can see there's a stigma against Long John Silver's, but you know what? It was really good. It really was good. And, you know, it is fast food. It is fast fish food, and I get it. I get that that is a
like
weird thing.
Yeah, an interesting...
I know it's weird, but it's good, man. It was good. And they have tartar sauce and, you know, all that good stuff.
Not something I'll ever do, but I respect it.
Oh, but you could have fried chicken.
Yeah, but I could just go to any of the other nameless fried chicken places.
I don't know, man. It's good. I wouldn't count it out if you're looking for chicken and there's a Long John Silver's. I mean, it is. It's in the hush puppies, dude.
You ever hear of Captain D's?
I've heard of that, but I have never been there.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's like, obviously, it's a fish place. I'm pretty sure it's just sort of probably along the same lines as a Long John Silver's. But,
okay.
But yeah,
look it up right now.
Again, never been there, and I won't.
And I never will. Captain D's?
Captain D's. Yeah,
so
I'm looking at the menu
very
now.
Much.
They are very popcorn, shrimp, and chicken, and fried fish. Salmon, gumbo. Fish.
Yeah,
fish,
yeah.
Salmon.
Oh, yeah. Looks,
yeah, this place is more, seems
amazing.
More. I don't know, 4-piece chicken.
That grilled white fish and shrimp skewer, giddy up. It looks a little bit more
legit.
Yeah.
Kids batter dipped fish.
Yeah.
So you
don't like fish?
No.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And I'm glad because
fish isn't my favorite, but I do like fish.
I always like people who are like, man, like I love lobster and all that stuff. I'm like, I am glad I don't love lobster because that stuff is expensive.
Lobster is not
worth it. You know, and I'd much rather not have to do that.
Yep. You need man hands to break one open.
Yep. I don't have the man hands.
I love that.
I remember growing up, my dad would be like, I'll give you $1, eat this bite of lobster. And I'd be like, all right. And then I'd take, like, one bite, and I'm like, oh, and I'd spit it out, and I wouldn't get the dollar.
What do you mean a bite of lobster? Like, the actual lobster meat?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm talking I was very young.
Oh, but the lobster meat's delicious. You see, there's barely anything in there.
Then
anyway,
you know what's funny?
I understand
why
not liking it either.
Why is the lobster meat so delicious if, to eat it, you literally need to dunk it and hold it in a thing of melted butter for, like, 10 seconds to sop
baby.
Up enough butter.
Oh,
can the meat not withstand on its own?
It probably can, but I mean, any food, any meat that's not seasoned, and you know, I mean, like,
well, I don't have to dunk my piece of steak in butter.
Yeah, but your steak is probably seasoned.
Then why don't they season that son of a gun? Well, it's in the shell. Yeah, we could figure it out.
I think you're answering your own question.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
How about you just dunk the butter into the butter and you enjoy the life that's been given to you?
Nah.
Okay. Well, you know, I was informed by our good friend Ben Congleton that he listens to the show and he gets very hungry and he's kind of been on a health, you know, kick, like a diet kick, and he says it's kind of painful. To listen to us sometime because he's so hungry.
He should get something delicious, dude.
Ben, we won't tell your wife.
I won't tell anybody.
Kids. I won't.
But, and, I mean, you could still get something delicious like a chicken Caesar salad, right? Like, that sort of, straddles the fence of, like, it's certainly not healthy because, like, I know, like, Caesar dressing is, like, pretty bad,
yeah, but
you know.
Just
but
go get
it's
a
not
freaking
like you're
Whopper,
getting
dude.
Fried
Come on,
food, you know. However,
by the way, Whoppers are amazing.
I would suggest a side of fries, but that's just me, you know. I know that sort of again, you know.
I'm saying go get a piping hot Whopper. Oh. And here's the thing: Woo. I used to be I used to definitely be the kind of, even when you visited, right? When I got the Whopper, I kind of got like the Texas Whopper with, you know, bacon or whatever. But I was like, you know what I'm craving? Just a Whopper. Like, just give it to me as it comes.
Tune tried.
Like, lettuce, tomato, onion, and mayo, and ketchup, you know? Give it to me. And I just, and that's, that is my favorite way. I don't like the, I actually like the Whopper sans cheese.
I'll never forget. Oh, no, so sorry for a second. You have to cut this out. I got an email from Patreon. That was like, here's your receipt. And it was like $70. And I was like, what in tarnation? And then I realized it's the Talk Nintendo, like Nintendo World Report email. So it's not us. Okay. Yeah. I was like, what in the heck?
That's funny.
What were we talking
and that
about?
Was a that was a perfect timing because it was right when you said, I'll never forget.
I know. Now I'm forgetting. Do you know what was our train of thought?
This is amazing.
Oh, no. I remember now. Okay.
This is amazing.
I said, Whopper. I'll never forget the best Whopper I ever had. Now, knock on wood.
Talk to me.
I don't get sick very often.
Okay.
So I was sick as a dog.
Yeah, me neither.
Dude. I felt horrible.
Like nauseous sick? You mean?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, you're like, you're on the John, you're like, puke, like just all around.
Like both ends. Like.
Yeah, feeling horrible. And like, I remember it was like, finally, it was like towards the tail end, dude. And like, I was so hungry because, yeah, it's like obviously you either ate something and got rid of it awfully quick or you just, you know, sort of like, oh, I'll eat some toast or something, you know, to try and to settle this. So obviously very hungry. And I go in there and like, oh, we're like, let's just get Burger King. Dude, I don't know what, like the Whopper tasted so, like I'll never forget where I was sitting.
Yes.
Like eating it on Caitlin's bed in her old apartment, like Indian style, and
oh,
I was just
really?
Like, "Oh my god,
this is Zen!" Zen, dude.
I was like, "This is the best Whopper of all time." And then I moved down south, and they're like, "Sorry, we don't have cups here at this Burger King."
Also, mandatory 45-minute wait.
Yeah. Oh, I see you ordered online. You gotta wait for that.
That's if we acknowledge that you're there.
Oh, wait, we don't have any burgers left.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'll just take my business over to Subway where they don't even answer at the goddamn drive-thru.
I remember I went to Taco Bell once, and they're like, oh, and before you order, we have no lettuce, tomato, beef. And they went through all this thing, and I'm like,
so what do you have?
Okay. Yeah, and I was like, ended up getting like 5 chicken tacos.
With just taco and like a quesadilla.
Yeah. You know what's funny though? You know what's crazy? Is I was like, well, can I get this? And well, you'll have to swap the meat for the chicken. And I was like, okay, like, I'll try that, you know? They charged me extra
for the
chicken.
You know what it is? It's probably
they upcharged.
It's probably like in the system where if they do the chicken, it like automatically does it. But yeah, they should have like. Well, it's
terrible.
You know, it's not my fault. You don't have anything on the menu.
Terrible. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Well, honestly, it's all your fault for not just going to Taco John's. So
Taco John's was closed.
You wait till they're open.
It's my fault. Yeah, it's my. I guess you're right.
Wait at the drive-thru.
I did, however, go to Taco John's today, and they have enchiladas now. That's the new thing. They have the Boss Burrito still, but they have enchiladas.
Dude, I have dreams of the Boss. I do.
It was delicious. And the enchiladas were very good, too. So I love Taco Hans.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I'm so full.
I'm sorry,
so.
Ben. He's probably dying over there.
Yeah.
That or he's biting into that Big Mac in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
and he's like, I love these guys.
Next time we see him, he has 30 pounds on.
Yeah, he's like, I eat a Whopper every time
Ben!
I listen.
Hey, that leads me to a good segue, which I want to be a reoccurring segue during the holiday season, the Christmas season, which is Christmas movies, which we just watched one of
Perry's
Talk Nintendo's
pictures.
Favorite. One of Talk Nintendo's favorite Christmas movies, and that is The Santa Claus, and which is just a beautiful movie.
I hate that movie.
And
I'm just kidding.
No, you don't. Tim Allen is so funny, and there's so many amazing lines in that movie.
It is a good
flick. I'd like to talk about my favorite lines. And because that's one you watch every year, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And
it's like a fringe one, like you could possibly not watch it, but I'm pretty sure like we always get around to that one because Caitlin really likes that movie too.
You know, it really is a great movie, and honestly, it does tackle things that I think are unique. And then it's funny because I don't think it goes all the way that it could have. Like, you know, it really. I love how it actually goes into the serious psychology of this guy that gets his like literally beyond his control is turned into Santa Claus. And then he gets, like, his actual son taken away from him beyond, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, now, this poor guy's done nothing wrong.
You know, granted, you know, they do make, like, there's some obvious, like, you know, he could just sit there and show his ex-wife that when he shaves his face, that it grows back instantly and turns white. I mean, like, there are things he could have done, right? I mean, there's some holes in the plot there. But I think that's a lot of fun. And I think that, you know, the way they tackle it where it's, you know, it's a world of people that it's like, well, Santa's not real. But then, you know, they see the sleigh and stuff. You know, it's a classic. It's like Elf, you know.
Yeah,
it's just
Elf
great,
at the end is really good, too.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's kind of crazy that there's not a mainstream movie that kind of takes that, like, that realistic approach to Santa Claus without it being like a weird horror movie. I don't mean that. I just mean like just like, you know, like an actual, like if it was like, what if Santa was actually real and like, and it wasn't like, this isn't like
his day to day struggles.
No, I mean more like he's like a mythical creature type thing. Like he's like, he's still a human, but I mean, like he's just, you know, like it's not about him. It's about the people that witness him, you know, like it's like the people that see him and stuff and how, if you think about it, how freaky that is that Santa exists.
And he just slides down your chimney, eating up your cookies.
Oh, dude!
It's like, dude,
that's one of my favorite.
Those for
I think,
the morning.
I think my favorite line of that movie. Well, it's a combination. It's when he, you know, it's that the little girl, and he's like, when the first time he's just angry that he's Santa,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, and she's like, "You're supposed to drink the milk." He's like, "Supposed to drink the milk." and then he comes back the next year when he's when he drinks the milk, and he's like. He's like, I think your milk's a little sour. She's like, it's soy milk. You said you're lactose intolerant. He's like, I did say that, didn't I? I just think that part when he's drinking it and he sticks his tongue out like it's just disgusting. That is just amazing. Mm. And there's the whole movie. I mean, Tim Allen is
Tim
just
Allen's
so perfect.
A treasure, man. If you really stop to think
is.
About it.
He's so funny.
I mean, I feel like I've probably mentioned this before. I feel like it's a go-to. You know, he got caught smuggling drugs across the border, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And look at it. He did a complete 180. Don't tell him you can't change your stripes.
Hey, Cassidy Garbanzo Beans is a you know, we have proof on the show.
Well, I was going to say, there's still hope for me yet.
Yep. Now, I do got to say, though, Bernard is
a little pickle.
What
in?
Is his problem? Yeah, like, you know, this guy gets to, it really bothered me this year. I was like, wait a second. You know, he gets to the North Pole and Santa's like, I don't know what the heck is going on. And then everyone's like, you're obviously Santa, like, idiot, like, get on the, like, duh. Mm-hmm. And he's like questioning himself. And Bernard doesn't give him an ounce of grace.
You think
to just explain.
This guy's,
you know,
brand new to this situation, you know, help a man out.
I know. And he's like, well, you didn't see the Santa Claus, you know, the claws.
What,
like,
are you stupid?
On the card. And then, you know, holding the magnifying glass up. It's like, come on.
Imagine
break, Bernard.
That actor must have felt horrible disrespecting Tim Allen in front of all those people on camera.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I've seen there's a really good documentary that came out like last year about the making and like the release of Galaxy Quest, which I'm a huge Galaxy Quest fan. I mean, not a huge fan. I just really like the movie. And they talk about how Tim Allen was always just, when he's on set, he's just always trying to make like everyone laugh like the whole time.
He's the tool man, of course.
But he's a really good actor, too. That's the thing, is that he's just really good in that role, and he's a really good Santa. And it's funny. I'm such a huge fan of the Santa Claus, but I've never seen Santa Claus 2 or 3.
Interesting. I think, now, again, it's sort of hazy. I'm pretty sure the second one is actually pretty good as well. And then I feel like the third one, you know, you start getting to that, like, all right. They're just trying to, they're
Martin Short's in there.
Milk this cow
Jack
a
Frost,
little longer, you know?
Which I'm also a huge Martin Short fan. I love Martin Short. In fact, I just watched The Three Amigos this last week, and which is his first movie, which is just...
Never seen it.
I can't believe you've never... That's unbelievable. You have to see it. It's amazing.
Maybe next time I'm over.
Yep.
We'll get Boss Burritos.
Yes. Yes.
And we'll watch the movie.
Yeah, we'll get Aaron to come over too.
We would just quote those amigo for ourselves.
Yes.
Three each.
Dude, yes. Yes. And you know what? It's perfect because the main villain, his name is El Guapo, which is like,
I think, beautiful,
means,
right?
Like, means good looking.
Yeah.
And then his sidekick, his name is Jefe, which I believe is Spanish for boss.
Yep, I'm pretty sure too.
But so that's the joke is the sidekick, his name is Boss. It's just a funny irony. Do you get the irony?
Oh, I get the irony.
Okay, just making sure. But we could get Jefe burritos. See?
Ooh, I'm in. Muchos jefes.
But yeah, Santa Claus, great movie. If anyone would like to email us their Christmas movies and anything they want to talk about it, that's great. It'd be fun to read them out. And to that note, if you've noticed on our Twitter that we're not there anymore.
Typical Mac!
It's not a Mac thing.
Were you using the Mac when you did?
So here's, okay, listen, this is me, right? I edit, I go through all the whole, I spent the whole day editing the, Patreon podcast, our podcast. I'd made the banner and everything. And then I was like, you know what? It's Christmas time. Let's change our icon to a Christmassy. Let's change it from orange to red. It's red. It's Christmas season. So then I do that, right? And I see that the birth date, what's our birth date, And I was like, oh, I don't even know. It might have said mine or yours. I don't know. I can't. And I was like, yeah, it'd be fun to change it to the podcast, like when we were established, right? Which is like September or whatever.
Yep.
I can't remember.
September
2016. Yeah. So, I was like, okay, let's see if I can, I don't know. Why not? Let's just see. It's fun, right? They can see when our first episode, And the funny thing is I spent so long to try to figure out what the first... That was so funny. I sat there for 10, 15 minutes. I downloaded just to see when we posted our first episode and stuff. Anyway, so I changed it, right? It's like, okay, apply change, right? You apply it. The second I applied it, your account has been locked. I was like, what? Your account has been locked. And then it says people under the age of 13 can't be on here. We're going to look at you. You have to fill out this form. Send in your license. And a picture and everything. It's like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? It's locked and I can't do anything about it. So I have no idea when it's gonna go back up. If it's gonna go back up.
And that's gonna affect our giveaway this week, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, we're gonna have to keep we had a giveaway going. We had a couple of replies on there and I can't even check the replies.
Yeah, so we'll push that to next week.
Hopefully it's up until then.
Well,
I was talking to Jules about it and he's like, yeah, that actually happened to me and with one of his games, and he still can't, this has been years and he can't get into it with one of his Twitter profiles.
Well, I hope that's not the case for us.
No, it won't be. We'll make sure. Cause they're going to have Casey on the case if that's the case.
I hope that's not the case, but if it is the case, Case will be on the case. To get it set.
Caseinator. Mm. But anyway, so if you can send us emails instead, that would work just fine. And we'll still do some listener mail.
Until you try and change the email's birthday.
No. But yeah. Any final thoughts on the Santa Claus, Case?
No, not at the moment. I'm sure I will probably be watching that in the upcoming future here. And I eagerly await for my annual watch of Jingle All the Way.
Dude, thank you. I was just going to say that. We're going to talk about that next week. I'm definitely watching that this week.
See, that one for me, I like to save that one. I like to start, the least Christmassy movies into the more Christmassy movies, if that makes sense. So, Home Alone 1, you know, like, that's a good early December movie because, like, yeah, it's Christmas, right? Like, definitely Christmas theme, obviously. But, like, it's more about, like, those sticky bandits.
Hank talks about on Thanksgiving when he's like, football, Home Alone, and back in bed by 8:30 or something.
Exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, we saw some of the Home Alone. Yeah. It was on, the first one was on Thanksgiving. But yeah, we liked, and then, so I like to save, like, A Christmas Story, Jingle All the Way. Like, those ones are like, all right, we're, you know, we're within a week.
Dude, Jingle All the Way is amazing.
So good. Sinbad,
I can't wait to talk about it. Sinbad, Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman, the, it's nestled nice and safe underneath our tree.
You might remember
me. We said that. You may remember me. So we're actually watching through News Radio also right now, which is a sitcom.
Yeah, with Joe Rogan.
Mid-90s. With Joe Rogan, yeah. And Dave Foley.
See, I've never watched
Andy
that,
Dick, and,
but I've listened to Joe Rogan. Like, I don't listen to it religiously, but I've listened to a good amount of them. And yeah, like, he talks about that. And I'm like, somewhat interested to check that out, but.
Yeah, it's great. So it's a great little sitcom. And yeah, dude, Phil Hartman's in it, and he's just brilliant. And it's a great. So that's really ramped up my, man, I can't wait to watch Jingle All the Way because. He's so funny in that movie. Oh my goodness.
Dude,
what a great movie.
Makes you hate him so much.
Oh, it's just, he's such
a sleaze.
Just making
cookies, having some of your wife's cookies or whatever.
Put the cookie down.
What a son.
Okay, we'll save it for next week. We'll save it. Or I guess we could save it for a couple weeks if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which reminds me.
We could do a movie watch along, dude. Pick one, we'll watch it, and anyone else can watch it.
That's a good idea.
Christmas watch along.
I love it. So if you think about it, man, we'll be posting. Okay, good. We still got 4 episodes. We got this episode plus 3, and that will be posted on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so.
So that'll be fun.
So what
so
do
we'll
want to watch
our
next
Christmas
week?
Episode.
Or this week? Do we want to watch Home Alone? Do we try it?
I'm down for Home Alone.
All right. So we're going to watch Home Alone, talk about it a little bit next week.
Boosh.
Boom.
All right.
Now, speaking of talking about things, we've been rambling along, and I think there's a reason for that. Potentially. Well, no, you have something to talk
because
about,
because
it's
right? fun. Heck yeah, I do.
All right. Do you want to
talk about a certain game called Mice-topia.
Let's hear it.
Mice-topia. So, as you can remember, a couple weeks ago when I did Tens, which is an eShop roundup purchase. What do we call that? Immediate purchase.
The eShop pickup? I don't know.
Yep, whatever. It was during the show. Then I got, last week, you picked out this game that I kind of skipped over called Mice-topia. After seeing screenshots of it, I was like, oh my goodness, this game looks crazy good. Like, it looks really nice. And it was like, it was $5 and it was on sale for $4. It's like, okay. Like, I just, you know, I got to at least
try it. You
got
to pick
it
up.
Let's see, like, what's going on here? Like, because this looks like it's underpriced. And you get into the game, and it's a Metroidvania. Like, it's kind of like a Metroidvania-esque game. It's, you could call it that. And it's actually pretty tough. But first things first, game looks amazing. Plays fabulous. I mean, it really does. It feels great to move, to jump, to attack. I mean, your attack, you start off with just a sword, and it's a kind of a short-range sword, so it's kind of like, you know, like it's kind of tough. This is kind of how they, and, you know, there's just a few different type of enemies that attack in different ways, and you got to watch out, and you can die, and you go back. And so it's just kind of, it kind of reminds me of Sparklight in a way, because when you attack an enemy, some green shards of, you know, whatever, gems come out, and you collect these gems. Now, you don't know what you collect them for. You know that you're trying to rescue these people in this cave, and you know, so you just kind of make your way through just as a standard Metroid, and you find this goblin guy that's like, you know, this bigger guy, and you fight him kind of like a mini boss battle. Then you save one of the other mouse people. And then they go out and they give you the double jump. So it's like, oh, this feels great. I love that. You know, great little gameplay loop there. You go back up to the surface. You kind of were like spelunking in cave, and now you go up. And so, yeah, it's I was like, man, like, this game is great. You know, I mean, it really does feel really good. You know, and I was like, they really underpriced this thing. I guess the only thing that could really go wrong is, like, how long it is. Like, if it is, like, a half hour long or, like, 45 minutes or an hour. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's, like, still, like, that's just not a good price point. But what happened is there are some issues that eventually made me stop playing, which is a shame. And it's so annoying because it could have been really, really fun in a classic, really fun game. That's what's all this really, like I said, the game runs flawlessly. I mean, I think it runs 60 frames, just, you know, everything as it should. It's beautiful. Look, guys, look at this game, Mystopia. Look up the screenshots. It's a beautiful-looking game. I mean, it's, like, up there with, like, Celeste, and, like, it just looks like that really beautiful pixel art. But there's just some weirdness to... First of all, the controls are a little weird because you jump with A. You don't jump with Y or B. And then you attack... Or no, you jump with B and you attack with A. That's what it is. So instead of attacking with B, like where your thumb is, like you attack with A, which is not really fun. And then when you have to talk to people, you talk with B again. And every time you go up to talk to someone and you hit B, you jump first in front of them.
Ugh. That's annoying.
So annoying, guys. Dude, that's so annoying.
It, like, it reminds me of the Mario 64 trying to read those dang signs.
Yes. 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 And in Sunshine too. So, I know that's a little small thing, but, you know, I keep going, and then there's some interesting, like, you know, like the lantern you use to burn cobwebs, which just makes sense, you know, and it's just kind of like you don't really understand that you need, it doesn't tell you need bows and arrow and a bow and arrow for it, and it's just, you know, it's pretty janky. I guess it's kind of like an old NES game in that sense where it's like you have to kind of try things out, but it just doesn't feel that good. And then the other thing is, like, they don't really change up the environment at all until a while, until you unlock, like, the forest. So anyway, you know, you go through, I unlock the forest, which is on, so you are always on the left side of town. It's a side scrolling town, not really much anything going on in the town besides a few NPCs there. Really good looking town. But that's it. You go to the left. And then finally you unlock going to the right, which is the forest. Was the caves, now the forest. You go through. There's some harder enemies. Cool-looking enemies. But you eventually hit a block, and you obviously need an upgrade to your weapon. You go back to the guy, and he's like, oh, you don't have enough of your green gems to upgrade your weapon. And it's like, okay, how many do I need? Doesn't say. Well, I was at like 470, so I was like, oh, I bet it's 500, which would be kind of cheeky because it was like exactly the amount that I kind of made while I was exploring, so that's kind of cool.
So yeah, just a little extra to sort of go out of the way.
Yeah. So go out there, I just grind, you know, 5 minutes, not even, probably.
You actually need 1,000.
Well, you go there and he goes, and I got 520, you know, I go back to him, and he goes, oh, you don't have enough green gems. And I'm like, well, you didn't say, so I was like, at that point, I was like, okay, I'm done. Like, this is stupid. Like, I'm not going to sit out there and just go grind for enemies for no reason. When I don't even know, maybe it is 1,000. You think I'm going to sit around and do 1,000 the whole time I'm playing? Like, that is so stupid. And that was the only place left. Like, it wasn't like I could, it wasn't like I could go explore other places. It was like, literally, go. Like, you've explored everything besides this one gate.
Ugh.
Now, keep going out. It's just like, and so, dude, literal game design is the reason why. If that game, it's so annoying because it could have just been a few fixes. Just a few things like a sign and, you know, like how many of this you need, and just kind of stuff. And there's probably some more stuff. It's been a few days since I played. Probably more stuff that kind of aggravated me. But the fact of the matter is, it's a great game. You know, it's fun, plays great, feels good. You know, the iconography is nice. You know, it has this really cool health bar on the top left. It's just a cool looking game, but just some stupid, silly, simple, game design. Could have fixed the game and made it a truly fantastic game.
Do you think it's one of those things, like, if they just maybe got, like, a fresh set of eyes on it, that they would have been like, oh, well, like, these are the few things you need to polish up?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
this is,
I mean,
it's a pretty
I do.
Small
I mean,
team. We're assuming, right?
I'm sure.
Because yeah, I wonder if it was just one of those, like, they either didn't have the resources, you know, to get it out there and have people sort of play test a little more, or...
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's like everything about the game is great, besides a few couple key things that unfortunately kind of ruined it for me. And so, yeah, like, it was really... And then, you know, with those changes... It's a great little Metroidvania, and it could have been like a. I could have easily seen that be a $15 game, like seriously, I really could have.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a. It's a darn shame.
Dang shame.
Anyway, I would definitely still be interested in other stuff the studio is doing, and I wish I had the name of them right now, but I don't, and I'm not gonna look it up. But the game is Mystopia. it's $5. It's definitely, you know. It's worth a look. I don't know. I mean, if that sounds good to you, and if you can kind of withstand a little grinding, and you know, if you want to play, if you're on a budget and stuff, I'd say, you know, you probably wouldn't be too disappointed for $4 or $5. But unfortunately, it just doesn't live up to its potential. Anywho, that's Mystopia. I've also been playing Super Mario 3D Land again. I'm going through.
Just chugging along.
Masterpiece. Yep, I'm going to 100% it again, and I'm playing through in loop. I love it because I go through with Mario, and you get all the coins, like the 3 coins in each one, and then the gold flag poles.
Yeah, top of the pole.
And then you, I beat everything. I beat the whole game, both sides, and then so the only thing I have left to do is just go through with Luigi and beat each level. And it's my favorite thing to do because it's at that point it's just speed run the game. So it's just like, how can I get to the end of the level fast? Like, at first I was exploring every nook and cranny, getting everything, making sure the flagpoles were, you know, good. And then the second one is just like, oh baby, just fly through it, and it's just a whole different kind of game. And it's, dude, so much fun. Favorite game of all time.
Ooh-wee.
Anyway, I guess you don't have much to talk about because you've been playing. The thing, you know, it's funny. Even though our Twitter was only up for like a day, we still got a good amount of people complaining about World of Warcraft.
I'm pretty sure it's just like one person, and they're vocal. It's all right. Haters gonna hate.
I think there's a couple.
Nope.
Who was it?
I think it was actually a text from one Josh.
I think it was. There was a tweet. As well.
Well, I wouldn't know because it's somebody got it shut down.
Well, yeah. Does it, you know what? Okay, full disclosure. I actually just to stop people from making fun of Casey and just to stop hearing about World of Warcraft.
He self sabotaged.
I shut down our
Twitter.
Yeah, I shut down the Twitter.
We're going down.
But you've been playing the new. I didn't. I just want to give props. To the end, if anyone heard the last part of the podcast, which is when we were leading out, and Casey said, "See you in the Shadowlands," which I didn't pick up when we were recording, and I just thought that was the funniest thing when I was editing. I just loved that. See you in the Shadowlands.
It felt like
so funny.
Like, you totally know that's like what the Blizzard employees say after signing off in a video, you know. And we'll see you in the Shadowlands.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. So I wanted to give you credit for that one. Any updates on the game? Anything? Any new realizations? I mean,
well, yeah.
Because, you know, because you said it was early on.
Don't try and, you know, cut out our beautiful WoW music. Because, yeah, we've been in the Shadowlands, Perry.
Are you editing this week?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Trying to get me going. So I have been playing more WoW, and I will say that this expansion seems like it's going to be a good one. So, like, the last however many expansions. So, essentially, like, every 2 years, like, a new big expansion comes out, and, like, those are like, oh, there's a new level cap. like a bunch of new areas to explore, new dungeons, like just a bunch of new everything, you know? And I guess the last couple, and now I haven't played the last couple really, so I can't personally speak upon them much, but it's been like the most previous one was regarded as really bad. The one before that was regarded as very good, and the one before that was regarded as like the worst. So it's been like a on off good bad cycle. So right, it was like, right. Oh, we're due for a good one, and hopefully they sort of, you know, pan out. And thus far, it seems like it will pan out. Now, of course, like I said, I mean, honestly, with MMOs, you can't really give a great, like, if someone was reviewing this, you can't give it a score because, like, it's a living game, right? Like, it's always changing.
You could give it, like, a time-stamped score, right?
Yeah, I mean,
other than that, like, as a whole, you can't.
Yeah, I think if I were to, like, try and review it, I wouldn't even put a score on it. Like, I would tell you about, like, the things I like and dislike, you know, but, like, it's really tough to put a score. Right. You know, you could maybe do it in a year, you know, and tell you, like, sort of, you know, how it shakes out. Because, like, they always make fine-tune changing and stuff and you know, adding new stuff and tweaking things they've added to sort of make it work better. But so far, it's good. I went through, now I'm trying to think. Yeah, so I'd already hit level cap last time we talked. And it's really not too long. I think on average, it's probably 8 to 10 hours to level up from 50 to the new cap of 60. So we did that. And then it was sort of like, okay, you know, you're going. And one of the big things in this expansion is like you pick a covenant, which is essentially like a obviously like a group. And there's four of them, and each one gives like a different ability. So it's sort of cool to see, you know, which one sort of works best for my guy. You know, you could also just be like, well, I want to just do it on aesthetic, you know, like I want to, this zone in this area is really cool. That's where I want to be, you know? So, you know, you level that up and like, there's just a bunch of different things to do. So the main thing we were doing was really going into the dungeons and getting, you know, geared out. But the dungeons themselves are really cool. I like all the layouts are cool, like fun fights and really just, like, a very beautiful game. I'm really enjoying all the different areas they have. So, we've been chugging away. And next week, the raid comes out on next Tuesday, actually. So, like, you know, the game plan is, like, get ready for that, you know, is sort of, like, the main goal. And, you know, it's been fun going in with the dungeons. And, I've really been enjoying it. And then, you know, I've been playing a little bit of my other character, not so much, just because, you know, in the beginning, it's always sort of like, oh, there's so much new stuff to do, like, we gotta, you know, I gotta go do this, that, these quests, keep pushing this forward, you know, and then, like, after, like, a couple weeks, it'll sort of die down and be like, okay, like, there's still stuff to do, but it's not, like, as pressing, you know? So, you know, in the beginning, it's always, like, a sort of a mad rush to get to the top and make sure you're getting everything done that you're supposed to get done within a week. And of course, this is all, when I say supposed to or need to get done, like, obviously none of it has to be done. You could take it as you want, you know, but, you know, we're sort of in the mindset like, oh, we want to get up quick and make sure our people can get in there and do like the toughest stuff, you know? So, it's been fun. Like I said, it's, was an interesting time to start playing it again, like WoW, before when it was like the end of the expansion, because it's like that's probably the least amount of people are playing at that point, right? Because it's like, well, we're just waiting for the new expansion, like, all right, everything that is out is right. out, and we're just waiting. And then it was like, oh, they pushed it back, you know, it got delayed, so then it was like, oh, now we're waiting even longer, you know? So it was just finally nice to have it over, like the wait over with, and like, oh, we can actually go play and enjoy the game instead of, like, oh, we're, like, messing around with it and waiting for the new stuff, you know? So, I'm pretty happy with where it is. I've been enjoying it. Like I said, I did download Serious Sam, so I didn't get to play that. Because actually, like, on the weekend, I ended up going to my brother's house. Well, I guess that was not the weekend. Man, last week was so messed up because it was like I had Tuesday off and Thursday for Thanksgiving, you know, so I'm all over the place. But I definitely do plan on playing a little bit of Serious Sam. So I promise you no more WoW talk next week. It will be Serious Sam and potentially more. We'll see how it shakes out. But yeah, so far I am definitely
cool.
Enjoying
it. I'm anxious to hear about that.
Very nice. Like I said, those are like good old fashioned throwback first person shooters, and you know, we've talked about Doom and stuff on here, and we will talk about Doom a little bit more in a second in the news block. But I always love going back to those. Like it's weird. I want to say like I love first person shooters, even though I don't really play them a ton. But I always really like when I get into them. Like that's why like every once in a while I get the Call of Duty and I play it a bunch and really like it. But I almost feel like those old school first person shooters are even more fun just because it's like I'm not worrying about killing other people and like being quote unquote good. You know, it's like I'm just going in there and just it's just, you know, insane wackiness and everything's blowing up. And I'm pretty sure Serious Sam has like a big collection of like really random and interesting weapons to choose from, you know, like over the top, which I guess Doom does too. But I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Sweet. Well, I think that will then push us right along into our first break, our rather long musical break. I forgot how long those are.
Yeah,
I like them.
You know what? It's sometimes if I, because I don't know if people appreciate, I always try and think of like random games, like real deep cuts on occasion.
I know. I kind of wish I would know what they are. Like, I mean, I know when I put in music that probably no one knows, but it's like we should like mention like what they are. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I forget what I did last week. What did I do last week? Because I remember there was actually like, oh, I think it was Fantasy Life last time I edited, which would be 2 weeks
ago. That sounds right.
That
sounds right, yeah.
I think it was, because I was, like, trying to think, and Fantasy Life actually had, like, 3 or 4 really good songs that I was like, man, like, these would be great. Normally, like, if it's a loop, you know, I'll let it loop out for, like, 30 seconds to a minute. But if it's, like, a full song and I'm like, oh, it's just good, like, I'll let it play for the 2 minutes, you know?
I think it's nice.
Yeah. Like I said, I love a good musical break, and especially like what's so cool about video game music, it is just so varied. You know, it's like it literally could be anything. Could be, you know, digital, it could be, you know, instrumental, it could be orchestrated, like so many random things that it's always intrigues me. But I always try and think of really random ass games.
Beautiful. We'll play one right now then.
All right. Here we go. All of a sudden it's like Ocarina of Time. I don't know if anyone heard this one. It's called the
Song of Time.
Alrighty, we are back, Jerry. We are back. The enchiladas, they've been ordered. Ben?
They've been ordered.
I did it. And you can too.
The new eShop Roundup. Yeehaw!
Enchilada Roundup.
Ooh, I like that new segment.
Oh, I went with it's like the enchiladas rancheros or whatever, and it's 5 enchiladas. Ooh.
Ooh.
And they're all different. Alrighty. You got like a shredded chicken, cheese, bean, beef. Ooh. Anyway. I'm getting a little too excited here, but another thing we could get excited about, Jerry, is this little game called Johnny Rocket for
$4.99.
This is a 2D comic adventure, so it's actually really cool. It's literally just black and white. It's like pen and paper. It's like someone just, I don't want to say scribbled, but like, you know, just grabbed a pen to start drawing, and yeah, it looks
would
pretty cute.
Would you call it a 2D comic adventure?
I sure would. And that, my friend, is an action adventure platformer shooter. But yeah, it's $4.99. I dig the super simplistic art style and the character looks pretty cool. So
it's funny, the logo I don't think does it justice. Although the title screen is really funny because it's the guy sitting there on a toilet. But yeah, you're right. Like you get into it, it's actually really. It looks like it was drawn on paper with like a marker, and it really is cool looking. Actually, you get into it, it looks great. I wonder how it translates to gameplay, but you see through and there's like this cool giant robot and stuff. It does look really cool, yeah.
And a quick, I did, well, actually you go. I've got like a, it was an honorable mention.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There's this game that I just saw called Ponpu.
You know what's funny? That's my honorable mention.
Well, there you go, you cheater. This is a really cool looking game. Really cool looking. Get ready to break some eggs in this frantic multiplayer party game. Oh, it's a party game. Interesting. Mixes classic gameplay. I love that. Classic gameplay. Okay, whatever that means. With new crazy mechanics. All packaged in one of the coolest art styles ever seen.
Ooh, high praise.
Actually, it is really cool. It has this kind of like this this three tone like white, brown, and then like some accent colors, like, you know, like yellow, and it does look pretty cool. I didn't realize it was a party game. It kind of looks like some screenshots looks like Bomberman or Zelda or something like that. But it's very neat looking, and it is $14.99. So, it's a bit pricier than Johnny
Rocket. But, you ever been to Johnny Rockets?
I have not.
Mm. Speaking of food. Anyway, I digress.
What food is Johnny Rockets?
What's up?
What kind of
It's like
food is that?
It's like a burger shake fry place, but it's got like that, you know,
gotcha.
Old 50s? Retro vibe to it.
Yeah. Like any burger shake fry place does.
Yeah.
Yeah, this does it so this going back to Ponpu, it does have like really cool animation, really fun little top down. Yeah, it looks like it's a lot of fun. It's very cool. It's funny. It's so many games coming out, and I like, you know, like remember back when the Switch launched? I feel like we knew like every single game that was coming out. We like knew every developer that came, you know, that, and it's Kate, like all these cool games.
Kate the other day was like, "Remember Snake Pass?"
Oh.
And I was like, man, I sure do. And yeah, I think I sort of mirrored that same sentiment that it was like, I remember like when this game came out, it was big news because it was like, wow, third party on Nintendo console. My goodness, you know, like this is incredible. We got to play it. And like now all of a sudden, if that game came out now, it would just be like, oh yeah, that looks sort of cool. Like, you know what? It's one of a quadrillion games that came out this week.
Now, I know. So we were doing a giveaway on Twitter for a few hours. and what was the game? Because I think we have a couple giveaway games. And was it Electro Ride? Is that was the one, right?
I believe so, but, you know, it might not be.
I think so. Anyway, let's make the announcement here. If you want to send us an email, we'll enter you into win. We have this. This will be our. So there's this cool game, Electro Ride, the Neon Racing is what it's called. $11.99. It's really actually cool looking. You know, kind of like an arcade racer. It looks fun. It looks cool. Has a fun little neon look to it. Go ahead and send us a listener mail to be entered to win one of the codes. And I believe we have an American and a European code. So we'll give away both, and that'll be great.
Boom. Nothing wrong with that.
There you go. eShop Roundup giveaway. There you go. And hopefully we're up by the time our next episode posts. But I have no idea, dude. So
we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Bull honky. Yeah.
Until Perry's like, I finally got the form to fix it. Oh, no.
I set the form in immediately. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not old enough yet.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, I think we probably have some news to get to, right?
I reckon.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Alrighty, Jerry. We got some news. Now, I alluded to this a little bit earlier. We were talking about some Doom. Doom Eternal has got a launch date for the Switch. That's right, December 8th. Almost said September there. December 8th. So really, just around the corner, a week from today, actually, as of recording, if you're listening to this.
Crazy.
So, you know, back in the day, we all thought it would be, you know, sort of released on the same day and date, which I believe was March 20th for the other consoles. So definitely a bit of a delay, but, you know, it is here. It is here. The and Switch version will have optional gyro controls, which is nice.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
The size is roughly 18 gigabytes, so it's a big, big boy download.
That's what I was going to say, but I was like, well, then why the heck isn't it on a Switch card, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking it was going to be like 50 gigs, you know?
I'm wondering if perhaps it was solely because, you know, maybe with the delay, costs, obviously, and it was just a matter of, like, we, you know, we got to pump this out here and make as much back as we can kind of deal. So, you know, you obviously get a better return on, you know.
Well, I won't be picking this game up until it's really cheap then on the eShop probably. So
yeah, you'll probably be able to snag it for like 30 bills or something at some point.
Like, but I already saw Shad sent me a message on Twitter saying, you know, the new one, like, it was already $20 on Xbox. So
yeah, it's also, real quick, does not support video capture. So there's that.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like looks, you know, it's probably because it looks like ugly in comparison to the other versions. So they probably don't want someone looking at the Switch version and mistaking it for like, oh man, like that PS5 game looks like trash.
It could be that, but it's also probably because they needed that processing, you know, because that has to withhold some of the memory to have that. So they probably needed it. It's like what Fortnite does, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe, you know,
I could see it being
maybe
both.
That's why Fortnite doesn't do that. But,
you know, one where it's like, oh, yeah, this definitely is a problem, but we also don't want to try and overcome that problem, you know, because, you know, it's just like, whatever.
Well, I will say there's a fabulous interview on NWR TV, our YouTube channel, where you can check out with Panic Button. We interview them, so it's pretty cool.
Panic Button.
NWR does, not Talking to NW, yeah. So check that out. And yeah, like I said, I can't believe it's 18. It's just 18 gigs. It should be
physical. Put it on a cart, dang it.
Dumb. All right, well, what else do we have, Case?
Moving right along. Next up here, the ban has been lifted, Perry.
Yes.
So.
What ban?
The long-standing ban on Pokemon, the card game printing Kadabra cards have been lifted. So I guess the performer, Yuri Geller, I guess had filed, you know, injunctions or whatever preventing them from using Kadabra. Because I guess, what are they saying? Is it the point of contention was Kadabra's pose, which featured one using psychic powers to bend a spoon, a trademark of Geller's act. So
I saw our post about this on NWR, and I never heard of this. I don't know if you had.
Yeah, you know, I guess if you were probably into the trading card, you know, game, you know, you're probably aware of it, you know, especially if it's like, that's one of my favorite Pokemon, you know, like, I want that. We do have a tweet from Yuri, the man who filed the injunction, who says, I am truly sorry for what I did 20 years ago, kids and grown-ups. I am releasing the ban. It's now all up to Nintendo to bring my Kadabra Pokemon card back. It will promptly be one of the rarest cards now. Much energy and love to all.
That's amazing.
There he has it.
What a funny thing.
It's back,
yeah,
baby.
So it was, I thought, see, like, back in the good old days, right? You know, the 90s. Yeah, I remember, you know, I had, you hear things about Kadabra all the time. Like, you know, he wasn't allowed in places because of, like, the red star on his head and stuff like that. And so I thought it was something like that. But, yeah, this is actually because it's based off of a magician or whatever that does that kind of stuff. I don't know. Is it a magician?
What's up? Sorry.
Is that what it is? Is it a magician that
I believe that, so. Yeah, like some sort of entertainer, so, you know, sort of with those magic elements is what I believe, but I haven't looked too much into the man, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. So I just think that's really funny. I'm just going to say it. It's funny. So I can't believe that this is news. I'm very happy to report on this. So, there you go. I have some news to report.
Do you?
Yep. And that is that they launched the Fortnite Switch in America. And I may have bought it.
Really?
I did. I bought it.
Wait, I didn't even realize there was a special Fortnite.
It's really cool, actually. To be honest, it's cool. It's a Fortnite branded Switch, and it has a dock, and it has these custom Joy-Cons, and the Joy-Con, the right one it's awesome. It's like blue, and it has.
Is the other one gold or yellow?
The other one's it's like yellow orange. Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm looking at it. Fortnite Wildcat bundle.
That's it.
But I don't get it. Like, I'm looking at, like, what are those faces? I mean, I guess they're just probably building icons within Fortnite or something. Because I see around the home button, you've got the bus, right? So that's cool on the actual Joy-Con.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm looking at the actual dock itself, and it's like one of those guys looks like the Pringle guy.
Yeah,
you see
dude.
Him?
I don't know anything about. Yeah, no,
I
do.
Because I'm assuming the one slightly below it with like the bear with like the lightning bolt on his eye. I've seen that guy before, so I'm assuming these are like, because weren't there like there was like a burger joint, right, and like different areas within the game, so maybe that's what they're representative of. But let me just give out a quick. You're a Jimmy. you got Jim.
You know what? I need another doc anyway. And docs
so
are hard to
well
find.
Spend $300.
Yeah. And it was just, but the thing is I'm a fan of Fortnite and I like it on Switch and I think it's cool anyway. And so they sold out pretty quickly, I think, too.
Perry's so, going to be like 2 weeks. I don't have a Fortnite Switch anymore.
And that's the other thing is I got it because another thing was like, if I don't open it up, I can always sell it, you know, later. So
yeah. A collector's piece. Scalper. Mm-hmm.
Scalper.
Moving along, though, there's another bit of info you've got, don't you, here? It is an update, I believe.
Is it now?
I do reckon.
I'm saying, okay, what is it?
That Switch update you were going to tell everyone about?
That's right, the Switch update. Right.
Mm. So you don't have any information on it, do you?
I do have information. I just wanted to sit there.
Okay, I was going to be like, you're the one who told me you had the information.
I do. So there's a new update on the Switch. I don't know if you knew it, everyone, but it added some pretty cool features, which is, this is version 11.0, by the way. This has been 11 versions. Still no themes or folders.
Stupid.
Yeah. But this is for both, you know, obviously Switch and Switch Lite. Screenshots can now be transferred wirelessly to a smartphone or a tablet via a QR code, which is crazy.
Caitlin was very happy about that.
Oh.
Because there's always like, times she wants to take like a snapshot, or she does take a snapshot, you know, in Animal Crossing. And then... Mm-hmm. We actually did get her Twitter hooked up so she could post it straight to Twitter, but she's like, I just want to have it on my phone, you know, and like,
yes.
You could go to Twitter
yes.
then and then download it or screenshot it, you know, but it's like,
oh, it's so terrible.
Neck,
remember
know?
Like when we were doing reviews and like, you have to, you know, like of a Switch game, you got to post it to I posted it to like my Facebook where then I had to, you know, like download and like as a private image and download it just to get it. I mean, you can take it like off your memory card and put it on the computer.
Yeah,
but that's just annoying,
that's even
right?
more work, yeah.
I know.
That's even worse.
Anyway, so this is but the cool thing is that if you don't want to do the QR code thing and use probably faster, is you can actually just hook it up through a USB too. You can just put it straight into your computer. Mm. Which is cool. But you have to do it. Apparently the dock is specifically not supported for this. So you have to do it just from the system, you know, to the computer. But that's cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's now maybe we can get some themes.
And then stupid themes. And then there's a new Switch Online. It has like an icon on the front, and then I think it connects you to some things. People are kind of upset about that because it looks different.
Mm.
I don't really care too much, but yeah, I can see how it's kind of annoying. It doesn't match the other things, but I don't know exactly what it does, but yeah, I think it puts more of this online stuff in one setting. Game data can be set automatic to download from the save data cloud, which is cool. You can actually set download prioritization. That's six syllables.
It's a mouthful.
You can set that for updates and games and DLC. You can you give names to like button map loadouts. And there are some new user icons. So pretty cool, substantial little update. Still, come on. Give me the themes. Give me the stinking layout of the, just give me the option.
We're ready, dude.
Just give me the option. Can I have the option to have the layout of the Wii U over the 3DS? Like, can I just, you know, like, you know, if I want to keep it like it is, which I think it looks great, but just, you know, for fun to change it up. Can we just give me the option to make it so I can have more than three games on my, on the, you know?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Who's to say?
Of course it's possible.
Yeah. What is possible? We don't know. We don't know these days.
Yeah, exactly.
But I know what is possible. Another remastered from Square Enix, Saga Frontier. It is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Fuse added as the eighth player. So there's a new added playable protagonist, and that is coming to the Switch in September. Man, I keep saying the wrong thing. Summer of 2021. but yeah, looks cool. You know, remastered version. Good old Square. They're dipping back into the old catalog.
Yeah, have you heard of this game before?
I've heard of it. I've never played it or anything. Like I said, it looks cool. You know, who knows what I'll be doing in summer 2021, but maybe I'll be playing this. Who knows?
Hey, you might be over at my house.
Probably be playing WoW. Now, our last bit of news. It's a little bit of a sad one. Cuphead DLC has been delayed due to COVID-19.
Is this that same DLC?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if you know anything about Cuphead's development, the base game, this should come to at no surprise to you because that game was delayed like a quadrillion times. And originally, I guess it was just going to be a boss battle game, and then they added some of those other ones after the really positive response. But just the art style is, you know, it just requires so much work. And then obviously, you know, they make really great bosses and fun stuff like that too. So, yeah, I mean, we'll have to wait for it again. For me, it's not a big deal because, Cuphead, I actually really love. It really was surprising how much I liked it. So I'm definitely down for the DLC, but I'm sort of on the page of like, well, when it comes, you know, I will happily play it, but I'm not going to be sitting here like upset, you know, that it's not coming out right now, you know, so.
Yeah, and here's to hopefully a physical version of that game.
Well, yeah, I could see, like, the complete version or whatever. I mean, wasn't there the rumored Cuphead Ori, like, dual combo pack or something?
I don't know. Ori's coming out. But they talked about a physical version of Cuphead already. Like, I remember that happened. I don't know exactly. It was kind of weird or if it was in the air, but I remember seeing something about it, but yeah, that's got to happen. I mean, isn't Cuphead, like, in Smash Bros?
No.
Like, isn't that?
I mean,
yeah, it is.
He's
isn't
not
there,
a
like, a skin or something?
He's not a playable character. I don't know if there's some sort of other thing, but
I think
that
there's
I'm
something. But, anywho, yeah. Cool. Well, any more news?
Nope, that's the end of her.
Well, that means it's time for some listener mail.
Listener mail.
Yeah.
My name's Jerry.
Right. okay, so we have a couple here. One, and of course, you know, because I only wait. These are some Twitter mail.
R.I.P.
And yeah. So this is from the name.
These are the last
Where Am I?
Twitters,
huh? Which is a good thing. That's what our Twitter is saying right now.
Yeah.
But in the handle is at MRF something. I don't know what it is. Mr. Freeze. I don't
Mr.
know. So sorry. I can't remember. So anyway, they ask, what is the most underrated / hidden gem of a game in your opinion? The most underrated / hidden gem of a game in your opinion.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I can think of like the most. I can give examples. Maybe I can narrow it down.
Yeah, I was going to say it's definitely hard to put a label like this is the most underrated hidden gem. I mean, because you could go on every system, right? There's going to be super really awesome games that, you know, a majority of people haven't played that, you know, that you have. And I'm trying to think, you know, on a grand scale of things, you know, like I can even think like Ever Oasis on the 3DS. Like that was a super fun game.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That
cool.
Came out at a really bad time for it. The Switch was already out. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, not everyone was clamoring to bust out the 3DS, but that was a really good game that I would say is probably underrated just due to not many people playing it. You know, I could think...
You know, I got to say, just because on that same time, and this is going to be really self-serving, and I know, and silly, but honestly, Chicken Wiggle, I would put in the same thing because it came out in a bad time.
What a shill! No, I'm just kidding.
I know. No, but it's such a good game, and I was obsessed with that game when it came out, and... it was ill-fated on the 3DS, and so
well,
I'm glad
it will see
I can't
new
call
life.
Underrated because Hatch Tales is coming out. Yeah, it's cool. So, and then you know, for some reason, I don't know why it's probably not underrated, but it's underrated now because you don't see it anymore. Pushmo, man, Pushmo.
Mm. Yeah, remember?
I love
remember
Pushmo,
those
man.
Cutesy games, man.
Oh,
because like even like Guns, Gore,
yes.
And Cannoli too, man, underrated.
Dude, Rhythm Heaven. Oh, yeah, okay. Guns, Gore, and Cologne. That's great. Yeah.
Like that,
Rhythm Heaven,
that
too.
What I would say would be not underrated. That would be a hidden gem, I think, right? Like
a hidden gem, yeah.
Because you could even say, like, underrated. We talk about this a lot. Triforce Heroes. Definitely underrated game, right? Now, again...
Not necessarily a hidden gem, but yeah.
Not a hidden gem because everyone knows about it, more or less. But, yeah, really an underrated game if played in the right situation. It's definitely tough because, like I said... You know, we could do this all day, right? But, you know, all these amazing games.
Let me look at my Switch catalog real quick because I'm sure there's something that'll pop out to me. Because,
like, I could even think back to, like, N64.
Fortnite. Now, that's a hidden gem.
Yeah. Like Vigilante 8. Do you remember that game? You ever play that game?
Mm-mm. No.
It's sort of like Twisted Metal for PlayStation,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's sort of similar to that. Like, it's like vehicle combat. You're destroying everyone else. You're driving around getting weapons and stuff. But I just remember that game coming out and being a ton of fun. Had some really great music. And that was, for me, like, that was one. Now, at the time, were people playing it a bunch? You know, maybe. It was released on PlayStation as well. I wonder if it had a Dreamcast port. Let's see. no Dreamcast port. However, it was released on the Game Boy Color, which is incredible.
That's amazing.
But yeah, you know, like again, like there are so many games.
I got a couple more here.
Yeah, let's hear them.
One of them being pretty much a hidden gem because it kind of came and went. But that Valfaris, that game, that shooter, that running gunner for we had the. One of the devs on, amazing. I loved that game, and that was one of my like trio games around this time last year that I played that I just absolutely loved. And then another one for sure is Agalos, which I did put on my top 10 or last year, and I really really enjoyed it. That's definitely a hidden gem. You know, that's the thing. Hidden gems and underrated are different. Yeah, it's a different thing. So these are hidden gems where, like, things that people you don't really hear talk about too much but are actually really good. Agalos, Valfaris.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great question, so thank you very much. But it's fun to think about because, yeah, you just start thinking about those games, like, you really enjoyed that, like, you know, you might have been, you know, sort of in the small population that actually played through that and... Yeah, I'm trying to think of some other good ones, but it definitely fun to rack the brain, you know, and try and think of stuff like that.
Yep.
But we do have another question, which I think will also have us racking our brain here a little bit.
Yeah.
This is from good old Estuardo, the jefe, if you will.
Handsome man in Mexico.
If you could only play one game for 90 days, any system online or offline, which game would it be?
90 days, online, offline. Now, my gut that I go to is WarioWare DIY. And I know, Jan, I know.
Remember, we already went over this. It got voted off the island.
No, that's off of a British island that it hates Perry. This is a.
Don't we
this
all?
Is a,
oh.
Yeah. no, I just love games where I can, you know, to me, where I get the most out of it is like if I can create while we're playing. So, you know, create and play. So I just have so much fun with creating games. So that would be a great one. And WarioWare is awesome. You know, or like I was thinking like Mario Maker would be kind of a good one too. Super Mario Maker 2 maybe.
Yeah.
Even.
I mean, see, like for
but
me.
Then you just get sick and tired of it, you know, like out of the platforming.
Well, I was going to say, like the cheating easy answer would be like, well, World of Warcraft, you know, it'd be like perfect for 90 days of gameplay, you know.
That's all you're going to play in 90 days anyway.
Yeah. But like as far as like, I want to pick a game that's not, you know, like that where it's like constantly updated and stuff. Let's. You know, he did say online or offline, but I'm gonna go pick an offline game here that I just want to like. Okay. All right, I can only play this. It's just absorbed in it. And for me, that would be the time. Oh man, 90 days.
See, I might say Animal Crossing.
See, I there's just only so much you could do in one day, you know. Because like I was thinking, you could go a game like The Witcher 3, right? Or
sure,
something like I'm trying to think.
Breath of the Wild, like, would be a good one too.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, like a like a Dark Souls. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, I could really get like to
that great option.
Because to me, like when we played when I played Demon Souls on or Dark Souls, excuse me, on the Switch, it was one of those like I could definitely see the appeal. Like, absolutely. It's tough as nails. It's like, you really got to smash your head against
it. Yeah, I really
got
into that game. Yeah.
And, like, that's honestly, like, part of, like, what's fun about the end game for World of Warcraft is, like, it is, they're really tough and you're working it out with other people, you know? But obviously, Dark Souls is, like, a solo experience. So I think that would be a really good game to sink your teeth into because not only, A, is it tough as heck. And like to actually get through, it's going to take a while. But then you could like there are a bunch of different classes, and then you could go
That's
through
a great
with like
pick, Case.
Trying to like I'm going to you know I don't want to just squirt you know, by. I want to demolish this thing. Like what kind of builds can I do? You know,
that's a great and that would be that's a great pick because that's a game where I really get how you know the it's ingenious how hard it is, so how much time it takes to play. I totally get that, and it is a game where it's like I wish that I had more time to spend on it that I could play through it, and I think it is fun. That's a great pick. Yeah, I'd say Dark Souls. Nice.
Yeah, like I said, either Dark Souls where it's like out of just sheer difficulty, it's going to take me a long time, and then on top of that, there's the replayability of you know going back and trying different stuff, or like I said, you know I would think like a big open world because I was thinking you could do like a Persona 5. You know, because that, again, like, that's a lot of hours. You could replay it. You could really, you know, do a lot of different things with it. But I think if I literally was 90 days, you could do nothing else. I would love to go to a big world and explore it and find every nook and cranny. So that's what, like, when you said Breath of the Wild, be perfect, you know. You know, Witcher 3. I'm trying
to
think.
I might say
Xenoblade
2, you know.
Horizon.
Like, for me.
Zero Dawn. To an extent, might be in that elk. But yeah, like to me, it would be a big open world game because the biggest thing for me with those are time's limited, right? I want to beat this game. I want to move on to the next one. So if it was like you got 90 days to do nothing, give me one of those big beefy boys.
Love it.
Boom.
Yeah, that's a great time. I mean, for me, because I don't play big RPGs that often, so it would be fun to dig into one of those for sure. Beautiful. Well, we do have more listener mail, but we will get to it next week. So if you've sent us some and you're like, hey.
Good thing Perry took a screenshot of these questions. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to access them.
I know. I know. So, yeah, that's nice. Ha ha. Tricked you, Twitter. You can't get away with it that much, see? So anyway, I think that's going to do it for the show this week.
Yes, sir.
You can find us.
Temporarily
not
at the moment.
You cannot find us. Eventually, you'll be able to find us at Talk Nintendo Pod on Twitter. That's Talk Nintendo
POD.
That's right. And something you can find us at, and that we just posted another new episode this week, is on Patreon, where you can support us for just the measly sum of how much, Casey?
One doll hair.
One doll hair a month will get you access to
our
doll hair. Bob Doll?
Yeah,
one of Bob Doll's
hairs.
He gets you exclusive Radio Free Nintendo and Talk Nintendo episodes. You can check out that stuff right now at patreon.com/NWR. That's patreon.com/NWR. That's right. And please send us listener mail right now to our email. And no, this isn't some elaborate hoax to get people to send us emails, because I really don't care if you tweet at us or email us. But you can email us at tnp@nintendoworldreport.com. That's tnp@nintendoworldreport.com. You should edit in the .com. If you're a true fan, you can email us at talknintendopodcast@nintendoworldreport.com. If you like typing. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll have the Twitter back up and add it ASAP.
Yeah, I hope, man.
Typical Jerry.
Yeah, it's definitely typical Jerry, but it's not typical Matt.
He walks in and he ruins the thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, oh, by the way, I did get my first. I've got our first COVID test today.
Ooh.
Yeah, I might have it.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not, but I think I do.
Yeah, Sandy had to get one the other day, but she was all negative, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And yeah, and man, they do, it does go far back in that nose.
Yeah, I heard Caitlin had to get one, and she came back negative, so. I've been trucking along. Like I said, it's good. I don't really see people very much, so it works out.
That's the beautiful part of World of Warcraft, is that you don't actually have to talk to people in real life.
Yeah. Hey, Perry, guess
I'm
what?
Just joking. What?
I'll see you in the Shadowlands.
All right.
It's just a funny little story.
Casey is better at video games than me, and at all times, and no matter what he's doing.
I hate you so much.